coming up on the Current OC. Teachers in giant inflatable turkey suits flying through the hallways, battling it out in the ultimate turkey trot showdown that had a controversial finish. You won't want to miss these highlights.
Plus, how about some Thanksgiving trivia? We hit the hallways to quiz staff and students, and boy, do we get some funny answers.
Don't call me boy. All that and more, it all starts now on the Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Noah Baker.
And I'm Taylor Mulford. Noah, what are you doing this Thanksgiving?
Not sure if you knew, Taylor, but for Thanksgiving, most families tend to gather for a celebration involving lots of food, including something called a turkey.
Okay, you know, I'll just never ask you anything again.
That's better. Our school just had its first ever turkey trot contest. Many homerooms competed in a race across the halls. Feast on this.
He comes in a pinch. That was awesome.
Great job, Miss Palamentieri's homeroom, for winning the overall contest. Mr. Tapp served as a pinch runner for Mrs. George's homeroom, but his finish seemed a little sketch. Mrs. Palamentieri even called him out for supposedly taking a shortcut. So who's the top turkey now? Look who's back.
You're insufferable. Many wonderful people, unlike someone I know, recently dedicated themselves to a generous cause. Here at OC, students from OCHS Leadership Club teamed up with Dr. Cole for a meaningful service project, one stitch at a time. Their mission, creating and sewing custom pillowcases for Ryan's Case for Smiles, a volunteer organization that supports children battling cancer and other serious life-changing illnesses. Each pillowcase offers comfort, color, and a moment of joy, helping kids and their families cope better and feel better during some of their toughest days. A powerful reminder that even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. And the Red Raiders are leading the way.
So I think why I do this really is because it's important to give back to the community. And as a teacher, I think it's more than just learning about Shakespeare and math, arithmetics. It's about learning how to give back to your community, and it really helps you grow as a person. And that's why I encourage students to come out for it.
Awesome job. Acts of kindness like this make the holidays what they are.
How much do you know about Thanksgiving? This year's trivia was stuffed full of fun.
So I think why I do this really is because it's important to give back to the community, and as a teacher, I think it's more than just learning.
Awesome job. Acts of kindness like this make the holidays what they are.
How much do you know about Thanksgiving? This year's trivia was stuffed full of fun.
Hi, it's Marley Dwyer here from the Current OC, and I'm with
Mr. Tabano.
All right, we're going to do some Thanksgiving trivia. Which sport used the term turkey?
Oh, I should know this. Oh, bowling.
There you go. You got it right.
Can you name how many times the Eagles played on Thanksgiving?
Zero.
How many times have the Eagles won on Thanksgiving Day?
Seven times,
that's correct.
Oh, congrats.
You can have one more try.
One.
The correct answer is seven. Can you guess what the record is?
7-0.
6-1.
That's chopped.
And Marcus, we have a question for you. True or false, are pumpkins vegetables?
False.
Right, they're false.
Hi, another Thanksgiving trivia question. True or false, can turkeys fly?
I'm gonna go with true.
Yes, they're a bird. Congrats.
How many times have the Eagles played on Thanksgiving?
Once.
One time? That is incorrect. They've played 7 times.
When was the first Thanksgiving?
She said 2.
1620.
You're off by 1 year. 1621.
It's close.
How many turkeys are cooked each year during Thanksgiving?
300. No. 50 million.
Oh my God, you're really close. 46 million.
Really?
That's our closest yet.
Who am I here with today?
Miss Steyer.
Thanksgiving song was what Christmas song was originally a Thanksgiving song?
There's no place like home for the holidays.
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. You have one more guess.
Jingle bells.
That's correct.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh my God.
Good job, Miss Steyer.
Thank you.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dr. Schieper, looks like we've got some new talent for your man choir. Maybe JP should host his own holiday singing special.
In the spirit of being kind and thankful this wonderful time of year, I will agree with you just this once. Now let's hear more of JP's beautiful voice. Take it away, Ace.
What's up, OC? We have some great football in store the next couple days. Let's get you guys caught up on what to expect. I'm here with Mr. Pezda. The legend himself, big Eagles fan, big football fan. I hear Mr. Pezda. All right, let's get going. Eagles playing Black Friday for the first time against the Red Hot Bears. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be hungry for turkey on Thanksgiving, but I know he's going to be starving for a bounce back win, especially after dropping a 21-point lead to Dallas. Speaking of Dallas, I predict the Dallas Goddard touchdown and a 38-23 win for the Eagles. Eagles beat the Bears. What do you think about that, Mr. Pezda?
Birds win.
I like it. Now let's get into the menu of the three games on Thanksgiving. You'll have three to watch while enjoying that turkey. Here's my take on the action. We start with a battle in Detroit. The Lions take on the Packers. What do you think about that game, Mr. Pezda?
Lions win.
I think so too. I predict a 31-28 win for Detroit, and I think the tight end Brock Wright gets in the end zone.
Agreed.
Great. Next up, the Cowboys host the Chiefs. That one will be close, but I expect the Chiefs to pull away late, securing a big win for their playoff hopes. Mahomes needs this win. He's been to 6 straight AFC championships. What do you think?
Dallas Cockroaches and the Desicino duplicates go down hard.
I agree. For dessert, the nightcap, the Bengals are hopeful that Joe Burrow will make his return against the Ravens, and Burrow has missed nearly 3 months with turf toe. What do you think about this game, Mr. Benson?
Joe Burrow is a turd, but the Cincinnati Bengals win.
I think the Ravens win, actually, 24-20. They need this win for their playoffs hope, so I think they win 24-20. Those are me and Pezda's picks. What's your favorite Thanksgiving meal, Mr. Pezda, before we go back to Taylor?
Brown gravy.
Brown gravy, I like it. Back to Taylor and Noah.
Thanks for the predictions, JP.
And speaking of predictions, let's check in with Grady Hoffman to see what's the forecast for this big holiday weekend.
Thanks, Noah and Taylor. So let's take a live look at the boardwalk. You can see some cloud cover, winds off the ocean. There's people out walking, cold. All right, let's take a look at the radar. See some rain coming into the area. Let's take a closer look. So rain in the forecast today, that'll be coming in soon. All right, let's take a look at the current conditions. So you can see 56 degrees. See light winds onshore. Let's take a look at the current temperatures in the area. See Philadelphia 55, Millville 56, Lake City 57, Waters 50. Now we need to take a look at the tides for today. You see the next low tide will be around 1:40 this afternoon. The next high tide will be at 7:32 p.m. tonight. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. All right, so you can see Wednesday, we got some rain, clear back up for Thanksgiving, cold Thanksgiving, windy, and then see Monday, some more rain, and then even some snow in the forecast on Tuesday. All right.
You know, I'm going to try this question again. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Grady?
I will be eating turkey with my family.
It's what people do.
All right, you know, it was worth a shot.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of The Current OC with yours truly.
Be grateful it wasn't any longer.
Stuff it. Remember to log on and catch all our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com, as well as on all our social media accounts.
We leave you now with some thoughts from the cast and crew of Peter and the Starcatcher after wrapping up an outstanding three-show performance.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble.
My favorite part of the show was getting to do a ton of scenes with all my friends.
They're all my favorites.
They're all your favorites.
I love working with my friends.
Success. What was your favorite part of the show? All of it.
My favorite part of the show was probably the boxing scene.
I didn't really pay attention to it at all, but I liked it all.
Andrew, what was your favorite part of the show?
I don't want to sound egotistical, but my favorite part of the show was the mollusk scene where I am featured.
Savages! We're no savages, boy!
I don't want Andrew to sound egotistical, but my favorite part was all the scenes he was in.
Okay.
My favorite part of the show was definitely seeing it all come together.
Noah beats the crap out of me on stage. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Chris.
My favorite part of makeup was honestly just getting to hang out with the cast.
When I do the Norwegian part.
Then Turin Inder Flanken Essen Necken Freska Tudor. Naiba Naiba Nessa Naiba Nanka Binta Ruba Lenke Sikin Hooken Keep the Motor Cooking Anke Dake Papa. Love Daddy.
Peter, what was your favorite part of the show?
My God, why are you doing this to me, man? My favorite part of the show was spending time with my friends.